Hello, everybody. Okay, slurping down the shits. We're eating ramen noodles in the back of this fuckwad's backyard.
Because we're black like that.
Because we're black like that.
That was very questionable, and I do not mean offense.
I'm gonna get demonetized.
Yo, so we're eating ramen in the back of my friend's house because we're black like that.
Fucking. That beat me up. That okay. Was not offensive.
Okay. Okay. So it's Noah. You remember this bitch from last time?
Started off with a banger. Ended with a banger. That's what she said.
Started off with a banger. So, what are we doing? What do we do today, Noah? We did absolutely jack shit is what we did. I got here like an hour ago. We, tickled each other's buttholes.
That did not. Liam is just gay like that.
Sometimes you gotta roll. He says I'm the one that's gay. He's slurping down these ramen noodles like fucking. Oh Jesus Christ! Okay. Anyway, so we have zero plan. I literally have no idea what's gonna happen.
Yeah, totally not scripted.
Fuck off! I have no idea literally what's gonna happen. My phone.
Anthony, why did you write this into the script?
I didn't. Fuck off, Anthony.
You didn't have a script.
What do you want to talk about, Noah? There's literally like endless bounds. We can talk about politics.
Well, we're senseless people who do not know nothing about politics.
It's true. He's right. Okay.
But
anyways,
that's what's the fun in it.
What do you want to talk about? There's boundless things. Boundless, and I just dropped some corn.
How your phone's on 36%, and you didn't bring a charger.
39%, and no, I don't have a charger.
It's upside down for me.
I don't care. What do you want to talk about, Noah? We have all the time in the world until my phone dies.
We talk about how just a couple weeks ago it was colder here than it was in Athens, Georgia.
It was colder here. This is fucking. That's boring shit. This is not the news channel. The fuck is this?
Liam, you're not a big time podcast. Who do you have watching? Like 5 people? Your mom? Your grandma?
Fuck you.
Your cousin Billy, who you haven't seen since you were like 3?
Billy's dead, okay? Don't even bring that up to me.
You raped him in the...
Okay, Jesus! I was like, I took from like 0 to 100 real quick. He's like, Billy's dead because you raped him? Okay. Jesus Christ. Fucking exposing me like that.
So it's true then. So he can't hold his own weight.
Wow.
That didn't make any sense.
Okay, so I have a story of theater.
Oh, brother, not another one of these.
It's funny. These are funny stories. I know they're funny because I tell them at school.
What, your grandma?
No, my grandma doesn't go to my school, dumbass. She's dead.
This is why your grandma's dead.
Because he was listening to my stories and said, fuck this shit. Anyways, so Noah here. I just spilled a little ramen on his pee-pee. On his pee-pee. Yeah.
It was my thigh.
It's my thigh. This fucking candle is gonna fall. We hit the table too hard, fucking. Oh shit, wait, what happens if I just pour out the wax?
Ow.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
Idiot. Pour it on the pool deck.
Idiot. Idiot. So, let me just ask you a series of questions. Noah, what grade are you in?
I am the freshman.
He is a freshman. Ladies, he's available. If you were here right now, you would totally, like, want to fuck his brains out. Oh, look how sexy he is. Just inhaling his foam.
I'm actually a moron, but okay.
Oh, he is a moron. He's very stupid. And I'm just lighting your table on fire.
Not academically.
Not Okay. Fuck, I just heard a brother friend. We're outside, and, he has let's just say a special brother.
He's not autistic like you. Shoot, I dropped carrot.
I dropped carrot. Not even I dropped a carrot. I dropped carrot. Yeah, I want to see what happens when I light a freaking ramen on fire.
It's probably flammable, honestly.
If this shit catches flames, I'm gonna kill myself.
Dude, they're probably cooked with, like, gasoline.
If I fucking burn this shit, I'm throwing this shit out. If this catches flames, I'm about to kill everyone.
Dude, they're probably made with gasoline. Just,
I really hope this shit doesn't fucking catch flames.
Stop eating mine. You have another one.
Love you.
It almost sparked. What the fuck?
If this shit, I swear to God, it's just like thinning to a crisp.
You want to eat that shit? He said, hell no. Okay, so it didn't catch flames. We're safe here, guys. Look at the fucking mess you made. You fucking fuck.
I'm gonna make a dad cough now.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, there's literally a puddle
in the fire pit. Like, your little kids can come and play in that fucking puddle and be like, oh, it's Ikea.
And we totally will not kidnap them.
Jesus Christ. Two kids go missing today after having fun in a fireplace. Police say it was nothing but unordinary.
Okay, Boomer.
Jesus Christ. Okay, Boomer. But for real, what do you want to talk about? Sky's the limit.
I don't know. How about talk about how golf is not a sport?
Golf is not a sport.
Yeah.
No.
If you consider golf a sport, then hell, jacking off is a sport.
Yeah, fucking, if golf was a sport, like Noah said, if golf was a sport, jacking off is a sport. And if jacking off was a sport, dude, I would win all the time.
Olympic jacking.
Olympic masturbation. Olympic masturbation. If that was a thing, that would be great.
The contest is, how many times can you nut in 10 minutes?
Fucking 90,000. Fucking boom, 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 boom.
Nut every 3 minutes.
Fucking automatic nut. I just snap my fingers. I just nut everywhere.
It's like that one kid at school no one likes. You really think that's an instrument in that case? Nah, dude, it's a collapsible AK-47.
Jesus Christ.
I'm saying very questionable things today.
Yeah, that's agreed upon, yeah. But yeah, so let's talk about...
I think this beef is flammable.
Ooh, let's talk about sports that aren't really sports, but people think they're sports. Like golf.
Ow!
Ladies and gentlemen, golf is not a sport. Golf is a game that retired dads play in the back of their houses when they're bored and when they have to yell at their wife, but they don't want to yell at their wife because they don't want to go to jail.
Neither is tennis.
Tennis is a sport, come on. Tennis is a sport.
I mean...
You know what isn't a sport for all you ladies out there? Gymnastics.
Nah, gymnastics
and
is a
cheerleading.
Sport.
Cheerleading is not a sport. Cheerleading is not a sport. Oh my God.
They're so hard.
Cheerleading is not a sport.
Yes, it is.
Cheerleading for a football team is not a sport.
But competitive cheer is a sport. Like, not like cheering for a football team, yeah, that's not a sport. But like, if you do competitive cheer, then yeah, that is.
Okay, yeah. I'll count that. I'll give you some wiggle room. But I have girls at my school, at our campus. I do a sport. Okay, what's a sport, Sophia? I cheerlead for the football team. Fucking get out of here with that shit. It's not a sport. You're just waving your ass in a tiny-ass skirt, hoping no one films you, and cheering hooray for when they make a touchdown.
Cheering for a football team isn't a sport until you get to college. Then you, like, start doing, like, pyramid things. Then that's kind of a sport.
Fuck
like,
no.
Half a sport.
It's not a... What do you mean half a sport? No.
If even tennis is a sport, then cheerleading is.
Tennis is a difficult sport.
So is cheer.
No, it's not.
Get your fat ass and try out cheer.
I'm not gonna try out for cheer exactly. Because I'm the one they're cheering for, bitch.
Exactly.
Hell no.
Can't flame something you don't play.
Yeah, you can. You're flaming tennis.
I play tennis.
You fucking liar.
No, I play tennis with my aunt.
No, he's lying. He's such a bullshitter.
Call my aunt right now and ask her, did I play tennis with her over the summer?
Dude, I'm talking about summer, and it's now in fucking November.
Can we talk about how Liam fell in November to Shrek?
Yes, I fell in November to my girlfriend.
Shrek.
Damn it, he knows.
Shit.
Shrek's his girlfriend.
Shrek is my girlfriend. Shrek is my girlfriend, you know that?
Look at my hand.
I said Shrek is my girlfriend.
He said, okay. Okay. Like that vine.
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, you have to run? You have to run today?
Yep.
Dude, you're insane.
5 miles.
I thought it was six.
I think it's five.
Pretty sure it's six.
Pretty sure it's five.
Pretty sure that you're going to check it to make sure before we go, but I'm pretty sure it's six.
It's five.
What time do you think it's going to go? Where's your phone?
Not on there.
That's crazy.
What time do you want to go?
I don't know how it depends with Liam spend the night.
I probably won't.
Well, I mean, you probably got to run.
Yeah, I know.
Either way, whether he spends the night or not.
That's crazy.
He doesn't even like you that much, so he's not spending
the night. That explains why we've been friends for like 3 years.
No.
It's only been like two months.
Okay, yeah, so we're not counting like the 2 years that I played, that I guess played for Andy.
Nope. You didn't even know
that. Yes, I did.
Okay. Oh, you've been debunked.
What was that?
I hate you.
You know what I have to say to that?
I want you to die. That was a crappy ass burp.
Yeah.
All for the gram.
Give me the energy drink. Oh, I thought you threw that at me. Give me the energy drink and I'll do it.
Hit him with one. Just throw one at him.
Lime chili chicken. Stuff.
Why are you doing that?
My man's like he's... My man's something.
His nipples went hard, dude. His nipples. His nipples.
Oh,
dude, his nipples went from like super soft like a pillow to like, oh, this is Chinatown. Freaking really pointy as... He put his foot in the water.
Why were you looking at his nipples, gay?
Because that's how freaking pointy they were. That shit caught my attention like, oh, Kung Pao chicken. Super spicy. Oh, my
Liam checking out men confirmed. Liam gay. It's alright, you can come out of the closet now, Liam. Your girlfriend's just a trans.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, Liam's girlfriend, if she's watching this.
That's funny.
I have no clue what that is.
Where'd you find it?
Your butthole. I found a lot of things up there.
You know, speaking of buttholes, my friend told me about this college called Anal College. She said it's really hard to get in, but once you're in there, you quite enjoy it.
Such a shitty joke.
No, it's
it's such a horrible joke.
It's so good. That's why it's funny.
It's so bad.
That's why it's funny.
Oh my god. Oh.
Are you gonna eat that?
Yeah.
This is why you're gay.
Because I'm not finishing my ramen. Okay. Well. Oh, happy Thanksgiving. And I have an idea for a topic after all those like fucking what turns.
Screw you.
After 13 minutes? Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was out of the blue.
Yeah, it was.
He tried to lick a carrot off his hand and failed. Well, I'm confiscating this.
English much, motherfucker? God.
Ow.
Karma.
Okay, boomer.
So... I have an idea. Why don't we list the things that are just horrible with Thanksgiving? I have one right away.
Preparation.
Just like things that you don't think that are horrible, but like when you look at them, they're horrible. And I got one. Stop. It's not anal. Jesus.
Liam would know all about that.
Your mom would know all about it.
Just kidding. Liam doesn't have sex.
No, I don't have sex.
He's too much of a wimp.
Who's the one wearing a Georgia fucking baseball cap with the... That is... What is the fucking shirt? What does it say on your shirt? That is Convergence? It's a fucking fuel camp shirt. What are you wearing?
Hippity hoppity, your virginity is now my property.
Shut up. Fucking... This man screams sex. Like, you look at him like, this man has sex. This man has sex. Ugh.
Dude, I get all them hoes.
He gets all the freaking, you know, 2017 fuel camps hoes, you know. Freaking, this is Converge.
My ear
This is Convergence Camp, Jesus Christ. Okay. Is that a fucking Christian camp? Please say no.
No. It's not even a camp.
Look, it says Fuge Camp right on your nipple.
Where?
Right there. Fuge Camps. Oh, 2017.
I got this at a thrift shop, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not a summer camp.
It says Fuge Camps on your shirt.
Okay, maybe it's like Fuge Camp, but like, I don't know.
There's no such thing as a fall camp. This fucking, no. There's no such thing as a spring break camp.
This is why you're gay.
Because I'm debunking your gay-ass myths with my gay-ass intelligent brain. Yeah, think about that one, motherfucker. Ew! Just fucking spit it. You want some of this broth on your dick?
Huh? De-hoppity, suck my cockity.
Hey, that's my idea. That was my idea when I walked in.
I'm just like that. No, was that it wasn't, because pretty sure I said it, not you.
He's fucking lying.
Okay, Boomer.
Stop. Okay, you want some noodles in your face?
Miss.
No, I hit your shoulder. Yeah, flinch, bitch. Yeah, that's what I thought. No, now he has plastic. Oh, shit. And you know what? I got a candle. I'll burn your eyeballs out. Fucking hold your eyelid and cuts the candle down.
My energy drink.
Okay.
Talk about nonsense, Liam.
I don't know what the fuck. Ow! Fuck!
It wasn't even that hard.
It's cold outside, so it stings. Okay, so while he's gone, I don't really know what to talk about because, you know, he's not here. What I've noticed, actually, with Thanksgiving is that people feel by society and, you know, general norms that they should give out bullshit reasons that they think are good reasons, but they say them anyways, but they give them out and they're like, oh, I'm thankful for this and this. But their reasons are absolutely shit. People be saying, oh, I'm thankful for grandma, or I'm thankful for this food. And I ask them why, and they can't give me a good reason. Like, you ever notice that? Like, people give a good reason. Like, they give a good, like, you know, a good thing that they're thankful for during Thanksgiving. And you ask them why, and they give you some bullshit reason. Like, oh, why? Oh, I'm thankful for this dinner. Okay, why are you thankful for this? And fucking Brenda's like, because I get to feed my fat ass. Like, what kind of reason is that, Brenda?
That's some good beer.
It's not beer. It's fucking Rockstar energy drink. It's some good beer. No, no, I get to have it. Nope.
No, why?
I bought you this.
Liam?
I bought you it. Then you stopped the whole podcast. Okay.
Liam?
Suck my dick. Okay. Okay, now give me the phone.
Exactly.
Give me the ramen. Fucking faggot.
Ow, my ear hurts!
Okay. Ah, karma! Oh shit, you got a lighter. Don't light the fucking carrot.
100% bet you if this was not wet, it would be flammable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking just caught fire.
Fucking sedate. Fucking. Okay, so, but I was talking about. People give a thing that they're thankful for, but their reasoning behind it is so shit.
Yeah.
Give me. So I said, so Brenda would say, oh, I'm thankful for this feast. I'm like, why are you thankful for it?
Because I get to spend time with my family and feed me.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not a reason, Brenda.
I'm thankful because.
Okay, so give me a situation. Give me a situation in which someone said something that they're thankful for, but their reasoning behind it was so gay, you can't even comprehend it. Like, so retarded. Like, the reasoning was so fucking stupid. It just made you, like, shit your pants. You're like, ugh, what again?
Trying to think. Alright, I think I got it.
Okay.
So, it was my friend's birthday. And I got him something. He's like, I'm so thankful that I got him this. these rechargeable battery packs for his Xbox.
Okay.
I'm like, and he said, thank you, I'm so thankful for this. I'm like, why? He said, because I get to use it. What?
Why are you thankful for it? Because you gave it to me.
Excuse me? What?
Ooh, what?
What the
fuck?
What?
What the hell?
What the fuck? JonTron penetrate.
Okay, God.
The wall.
Okay.
It's not gay if you're friends.
So I've been noticing a bunch of... I'm probably going to get shit on for this. I've been noticing a bunch of these hashtags from, like, white feminist women.
Oh, kill me. I hate feminists. They're so stupid.
Yeah, they are stupid, man. Their reasoning is just dumb.
Like, equality. We want equality. We want equal pay. Okay, how about you do the same jobs as us? The same dirty jobs as us. You want equal pay? Fine. You want to have the same jobs? All right, fine. Go be a garbage pickup, all right? Ew, no. Well, yeah, then you don't, like, then you don't have the same job as men.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, the reasonings are so stupid.
Yeah.
Men just make my asshole tingle.
Men and...
It's like... But stop.
Men and women, by law, are equal. And they get equal pay by law. But they keep going on. It's like, fuck it. Have you noticed the hashtags? Like, dude, there's a hashtag.
Hashtag for everything.
There's a hashtag for everything. Fucking people are so sensitive. You know what? I was scrolling through the tubes, and I saw fucking... And I saw this fucking hashtag said, hashtag believe all women. Really? You want to believe all women? All of them?
I mean, most of them can't comprehend some of the rest. This is why women don't run the world.
I know, right? You want me to believe all women? Even the psychopaths. The one in fucking insane asylums? If they said, oh, Obama's a woman? Oh, I'm going to believe you. I have to believe all women. No, how about 88%?
Dude,
I believe 88%.
Especially people who are like, I'm attack helicopter. You can't call me him or she. You gotta call me it. Attack helicopter. Transgender people, dude, they piss me off so bad. Like, no, there is one.
These are my pronouns.
There are two genders, male and female. I am not gonna call you
by what
you want to be called. I'm gonna call you by your actual name and your actual gender.
You're right.
It is my God-given right to do that. You can't stop me. You can't arrest me. It's just not illegal. If you attack me, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
It pisses me off so much. They expect us to just accept the change all of a sudden. Anything. They're so sensitive. You say one thing.
But I'm gonna save your ass right here, real quickly. I get what you're saying. Like, if you're a man, you switch to a woman. I'm gonna call you a woman because that's what you identify as. But I'm not gonna call you
Brenda.
I'm gonna call you, if you prefer to be called Brenda, you get called Brenda. But I'm not gonna call you it. Come on. I'm not gonna call you they. I'm not gonna do that.
I'll call you
if you're a man and you identify as a woman, okay. I'll call you, and if your name is John, I'm gonna call you, and you wanna go by Brenda, fuck, go by Brenda. If you're a guy and you switch to a girl and your name is now Lucy, fuck, okay, fine. Your name is Lucy. But I'm not gonna call you fucking
it.
It. Or they. And all these fucking bullshit,
dude.
Preferences, like, bi makes sense. You're attracted to both men and female. Men,
I can get by like, that, but
that's
like,
fine. And gay gets transgender's fine. What's wrong with transgender?
But there's nothing wrong with it. But like, every person I know that's transgender. They just piss me off. Maybe it's just those type of people. But like, they just say things that make me just like. Stop, like
what? Like, what did they say?
Last year, this girl that I know since literally pre-K, all of a sudden said, oh yeah, by the way, I'm a guy now, and my name's Luke. I'm like, okay, I'm still, when you're not around, I'm still gonna call you she, because we've been friends since friggin' pre-K.
Yeah.
But when you're around, I'll call you Luke, because, like, it's respect, fine. Respect, yeah. Fine, whatever. But, like, the things she says, or he, whatever, whatever the things they say.
Yeah.
Just like, when I was talking to him in class, and he was just like, yeah, I'm gonna save up my money so I can get a strap on and sew it to my body with pig skin.
No, you're lying.
I am not lying. Literally asked all my friends. They said that. He said that. Literally. I am not lying.
I'm gonna get a strap on.
And sew it to my body.
To my body.
Yes.
Holy fuck.
And it just, that just stopped me. And I was just like,
what the hell?
What did you just say?
That's, okay.
Well.
Just make me cringe, the things they say. I'm probably gonna get beat up for this, but like,
yeah,
whatever.
It, fuck, dude.
It's just like.
And going back to like the fucking different preferences, like. Did
I
you know?
In, I only believe in two genders.
Did you know that there are 72 types of like preferences? So you know how you have like bi, and you have like gay, lesbian.
Yeah.
Those I can get behind because I'm you know equal rights you know all
yeah.
that stuff. But when you fucking pop out shit like pansexual, that's just another way of being bi.
I do not understand pansexual. Like,
I don't get it.
What
you know
is
what?
It?
You know what? Pansexuality, by definition, is they don't care what you identify as. They'll date you if they like you. That's literally what bi is.
I know. If I'm a guy,
you think okay?
I,
so
I'm,
like,
I'm not,
I identify as a fucking goat skin. I identify as a goat
dog's
skin.
Toenail,
as a dog's toenail, I'm still gonna date you. Okay, yeah, but that's like another word for bi. Right, like you don't
kind
give
of in a sense, but
it's
not
like
really.
A, but it's like it's you're putting a label on something when someone says, "I don't give a fuck." So and I was like, "I don't care who I date." Oh,
okay,
so you're pansexual? No, I'm not pansexual. I just don't care who I date. No,
I'm
just like pansexual.
If there's this like person that I like, and I'm a guy, and they're a transgender who changed to a girl, I'm not gonna date them. Like, I'm just not gonna date them. It's just like. I don't get that. Really,
so if there was a...
Kill me, hang me, do whatever. I don't care.
If it's a guy that turned into a woman,
like,
we're not going to date him?
I'm not going to date him. No. That's just... No.
Give me the reason.
Because it's just like... It just doesn't feel right, you know? It's weird.
Like how? I'm not going against him, I'm just asking.
You know, it's like... All the things that you would do with, like, a female partner, you can't really do.
Okay, what if she had a vagina, and she looked like a female?
Well, then, still no, because, like, you can't have kids.
No, I'm saying, what if she did, like, now she, like, let's say there's a guy named Connor, and he switched his name, and he got a full, like, he got a vagina, he can have kids, and he's now a full fucking female.
I don't know, maybe.
Like a full-blown female.
Maybe, but like, just, maybe. That's a maybe. I just don't like the idea of dating or marrying, like, someone who changed their sex.
Why is that?
It's just, it's not that I have anything against it. Like,
no, I know, I'm just asking.
You do what you do.
I'm just asking.
It's not something I would do. Why are you lighting up? What is that?
Just keep talking, it's just a leaf.
It's just, like, not something I would do.
Incense.
Yeah. It's just, like, I'll still be friends with you.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, not...
I'm just interested you. Why. Like, you haven't really given me, like, any facts. Like,
yeah, I'm trying to...
Is it just a feeling, or...
It's, like, just, like...
What is it?
Feeling? No, yeah, I just wouldn't feel right doing it.
Ah, okay, yeah. Like your own personal preference.
Yes.
Like you wouldn't. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Not that I have anything against it.
But like, would you date them if you didn't know that they were transgender?
And they could.
So if it was a guy, and it was a girl now, but you didn't know that they used to be a guy, would you date them?
Maybe.
Like you never knew that they used to be a guy.
Maybe.
If I was kept in the dark like that and I didn't know, I wouldn't give a fuck because if they look like a woman and they. Look at that, then I wouldn't care.
Maybe, but if I figure out, like...
If I find out, I'm
if
fucking...
If I find out, like, 9 years in the relationship...
Yeah, and then you broke... And then I would break up with you.
And you didn't tell me, I would feel, like...
I would feel betrayed.
I would be pissed, yeah.
I would feel betrayed, yeah.
Because, like, 9 years, you kept me in the dark.
Yeah, I know. That would be crazy, yeah. Yeah.
It's a maybe. But, just kind of move away from this, because... Soon anymore, we're gonna have like 5,000 feminists that are knocking at our door.
Bunch of gay people,
trying
yeah.
to kill us, saying, you're saying questionable things. No, we're not saying questionable things.
It's
we're
just our beliefs.
We're expressing
yeah.
our feelings and expressing our beliefs. You do the same thing when you believe in feminism.
All the damn time with your big-ass fucking signs.
And you like, show your beliefs when you change your gender so you can't be coming at us saying that we
yeah.
are racist against you guys when we're just expressing our beliefs and you're expressing your beliefs too, so you can't come at us like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, what you say makes sense, you know? Once you force people to believe in what you believe, that's where you get, like, fucking, like, problems.
Yeah.
That's why I'm gonna switch the focus to religion now. That's why I'm non-religious. I don't have a god. I just exist. And that's okay. Once I die, I'm fucking dead. Like, I'm fine. But it's like people in the, and I'm not to be
like,
not to be, yeah, not to be super American right now, but like, that's what the problem is in the Middle East. It's literally just religion. It's literally just the problem of religion. Like, oh, this is my God. Oh, this is my God. Oh, I don't like that God. I don't like your God. And then fucking, oh, we're going to fight now. That's what the Crusades were. That's what legit the Crusades were about. Is that you don't accept me and my religion, and I don't accept you and your religion, so now let's fight about it, be a bunch of pussies.
Even though I have a religion, it's just like, I don't like it when people try to force religion on each other. Like,
fucking.
Not to
go against you, but it's a bunch, it's always the Christian people. Always.
Most of the time, but it's also Muslims, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah, fucking.
Not to be...
Like, race... Yeah, but you know what
not,
I mean?
Not
like,
to be...
But, like, in general, it's Christians and fucking Muslims.
Yeah, like, if I was an atheist and I wanted a religion, I'm gonna choose the religion that is not trying to force it onto me. It's like, hey, join a religion. We're not gonna try to force it on you. Just...
This is
out.
Us, yeah.
Be our religion, and we're gonna leave you alone like that. Like,
yeah.
That's what my church does.
I have a church. It's called Don't Be a Dick.
That's my
church. I'm so chill. Just go with the flow. Like, fucking... I even go to my girlfriend's fucking church. For one reason. The fucking food. Literally, I just sit there. I go through that fucking hell for like an hour. I'm like, okay, fuck. And then I get the fucking wafer and shit. And then, you know, we get food. That's literally why I go.
But like, what my church does is like, we're like... We got missionaries, and we're like, hey, this is our religion. We'd like to convert you. Hear us out. Just, like, at least try out our church and give it a try. And that's the last of it. Like, some churches, like, join our religion now, or we friggin' murder you. That's what's going on in the Middle East. They're like, you don't join our religion, or you die.
The fuck was that?
And I get why most people who don't have religion aren't religious because of the taboos, pretty much.
Taboos.
Like, what you are allowed and not allowed to do.
Oh yeah.
Like people who are Muslim, they're not allowed to wank one. It is against their religion to ride on the grass. It is against their religion to wank one.
Yeah.
And the women aren't allowed to show their hair in public.
They can't do anything.
They can't do anything.
Literally
they
kept.
Rights.
Yeah, literally kept
they,
in
they
the
have
dark.
Rights, but
It's like the 1800s. It's crazy.
Like, not to be.
No, it's true. It's
like
true.
Race and religion.
It's
like,
true.
It's
like
truth.
So bullshit. What are you doing? Are you okay?
It's cold.
He's about to fall in.
It's 65 degrees. But, like, it's just, I'm not gonna join a religion where I can't express my feelings and express my rights.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that's what the main problem is in the Middle East is women don't have rights and they can't, no, only a man who owns property, only a man, I know for sure, can, like, really express their feelings.
Yeah.
And some of the time,
they, you know, those men can have, like, up to 10 wives?
In the Middle East,
that's fucking crazy.
And that's, like...
10 bitches.
That's, like... No. I don't get that.
They're saying... Stop writing on the grass. I'm not trying to
get over here. I saw a meme, like, and it was, like, Arabic wife dies. Man, there is another. Like,
that's the truth.
That is. And it's just, like... I don't believe in having multiple wives. I believe in finding one person that you really love and just being loyal to them. Like, if you have multiple wives and you're not really loyal
to
any
fucking,
of them...
Like a fucking eunuch.
You're not loyal to any of them.
Yeah, it's...
It's crazy.
It's pretty bad now.
Yeah, and it just keeps getting worse and worse out there because of religion.
Yeah, religion is the problem of everything. I'm telling you right now. That and feminism.
Religion and feminism and transgenderism, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Changing gender. Can I call it transgenderism?
I mean, yeah, that's a... I'm not against transgenderism. It's just like when you force it... If I was a white guy born in the fucking 50s, you know damn well that I'm not going to be accepting of transgenderism. You know damn well. So stop trying to force it on me.
Yeah.
I accept it now, and I'm... Do you accept it now?
I don't care what you are, just...
Just don't force it down my throat. Don't make me...
Kind of like James Charles in a way. Try to force it on people.
Yeah, don't make me want to believe it. I'm just saying. If I don't want to believe it, fuck you. Don't, you know, stop making me want to... He just farted. Like, stop making me want to believe it.
Yeah. It's... I don't...
Like, it's my right.
Yeah,
to not
it is.
Want to believe it.
It's right... Freedom of speech. Freedom
it's like,
of
I
religion.
Can, I can say whatever I want as long as I'm not pissing too many people off. Like, I'm sorry
even then,
to the...
you can say what you want, even if you piss people off, because they can't hurt you. It's your freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And...
It's all right.
And again, this brings me to racism. Like, you can say... A lot of people believe things that you... That aren't... That believe things that aren't racist are racist. You know?
Yeah.
And it's just like...
Like, people are getting really, like... I'm just gonna get right down to it. People are becoming more and more pussy-like.
Yeah.
People get more and more offended so easily.
Like, in the 80s
like I can
and
make
90s.
A, like, I can make a white joke, and I'm, like, white as hell.
Like,
and I can make a white joke, and they're saying, oh, you're being racist against your own kind. I'm like,
you
yeah.
can't be racist against
I'm,
your own
no,
race.
You can't. I'm just making a joke about what white people do. Like, I can literally say one word, and that just, like, makes it funny. Ready? Watch this. Karen. That's such a white name.
Yeah.
I hate the name Karen. I hate that name.
And Kyle and Chad.
I hate those names.
Ugh.
That's literally what the basis of white people are. And I don't care if you're white and you're getting mad at it and your name's Karen. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm laughing at you. I don't care. This is it. Literally, like... And freaking, like, the signature black name, Darnell.
Tyrone.
That shit's funny.
Yeah.
That's just funny. Like...
And, like people get mad at you. It's like, oh, that's racist.
No, it's a name, motherfucker.
For laughing at a name.
It's a name.
That
you're
is
just,
not racist.
But you're the one being racist because you're asserting the name with the color.
Exactly.
The name I could be white. My name could be fucking Darnell. But you just assume it's black.
Exactly.
You're the racist one now. I'm just saying.
Being racist is not allowing someone of color their rights. That
yeah,
is the definition
racism.
Of racism. But making fun of a name that is not racist
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
It's just like.
It's just called mature humor. And people are just becoming two pussies. Like the fuck... I'm gonna say it again. The fucking Me Too movement, like, the whole raping shit. I get it if it actually happened to you. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
But don't try to fake getting raped.
Yeah.
That is the most below-the-belt, no pun intended, thing that you can do.
No pun intended. Like, if you're faking getting raped, or you're exaggerating the truth, even a little bit, that's shame on you.
Yeah.
Shame on you. That's terrible.
And speaking of race, I was playing a game earlier, and I didn't want to invite this guy, because he was bad at the game. He's like, this guy was playing, he's like, oh, you're not inviting me? What a racist ass N-word. Like, just because I don't invite you means I'm racist?
No, that's fucking stupid as hell.
People are such wimps nowadays.
I know, they're fucking pussy. Man.
Dude, I could say, like, in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, I could say anything, and no one would get offended at it.
Now it's all about,
me too, and... Sensitive, I'm so sensitive to everything!
Fucking people. And this, you know this all starts from? Fucking white women. White women are the cause of all the problems, man. Fucking Karens of the world. Not no, fuck you, not how to drive. It's a pedal on the right. Fucking. It's the fucking white women and their fucking hashtags. Oh, I have to hashtag this!
And stereotypes are not racist.
That's just funny.
Yeah, stereotypes are not racist.
Not if you want them to be.
Yeah, not if you're intending them to be racist. They're not racist.
Yeah, like Asian people, there's a statistic. Asian people are actually statistically
smarter than everyone.
That's like a real statistic.
Racist.
It's a real statistic because they go to school. They go to school 6 times a week for what? 10 hours. And there's a state in Florida. There's a state in the fucking United States. What was it, Colorado, or a city, Denver, or something like that? They don't have school now on Mondays. Did you hear about that?
No.
They don't have fucking school on Mondays now.
Why?
Because they're dumb. And you all want to argue about, oh, Asian people are just smarter. Oh, I don't know, because they go to school 6 times a week, and they go for like 8 to 10 hours a fucking day.
Yeah, like the stereotype that Asians are smarter.
It's fact.
Not racist. It is.
It's legit.
It
fact.
Is a scientifically proven fact.
It's a fact
that they are smart.
And then the same effect can apply to fucking Asian drivers. Asian drivers are the fucking worst drivers.
Because
it's a fact.
Yeah.
It's a legit scientific fact.
And like the academics. I know this girl who moved over from China last year, and she told me that they go to school 6 hours a day. I mean, 6 hours a 6 hours a week for.
6 hours a week.
I mean, 6 days a week for, like you said, 10 hours a week for 10 hours a day.
That's crazy.
They literally have school 6 days every week.
Yeah, with legit Sunday off. Sunday off. And you know what they do at Sunday? Fucking help their parents work and shit.
Yeah.
So, there's no, America is number one. America's not number one. I hate to break it to you.
And it is a fact that China is the leading country in academics.
It's true.
And America is all the way down to the bottom.
What was it, like 24th now?
Yeah,
we're slipping faster than a goddamn sport Olympic snowboarder.
Slipping faster than a bar of soap in your hand in the shower.
I know. Fuck, man.
People are so sensitive.
People just need to grow up. It's
they honestly do. They need to grow up.
It's. Look, people are going to be assholes, and I don't care if you think we're assholes right now. We're just talking.
Expressing our feelings.
Our feelings are just, people are too much of pussies to actually know what's going on, and they're too close-minded to admit that they're wrong.
Yeah.
When you're wrong, someone's going to call you out. And when you get called out, you got to suck up your titties and just say that you're wrong. And just say that, oh, I'm sorry, or, oh, I know I'm being too sensitive.
I admit when I am wrong. It may not always be the best thing, but I admit most, like, 90% of the time when I am right. I mean, when I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's just like...
And when you don't, you make the problem worse.
Exactly. When you don't admit you're wrong, thing with equal rights, you're wrong, but you're not accepting that you're wrong. You're just making it worse.
Yeah, you're just making up excuses.
It's exploded exponentially because people are not admitting that they're wrong.
Yeah.
Yes, some couple businesses may not pay you more because you're only because you're not doing the hard work. If you want equal rights, women, just how about you go work in butchers? How about you go work on slaughter farms? How about you do that?
Yeah.
You want to talk about
and
having
the women that do. They get paid the same. We're just saying
yes.
this.
If you're
a woman and you do a service job like a plumbing, all power to you. And you know that you get paid the same.
You want to talk about not having equal rights? How about you go talk about the immigrants who are working in these slaughterhouses not getting paid as equal as your average American?
Yeah.
You want to go talk about unequal rights? Go talk to them. All the immigrants, most of the immigrants coming from Mexico and Asia... are working in these slaughterhouses getting
more
paid,
hours too.
Like
getting, and getting paid less.
Minimum wage.
Yeah.
You want to talk about unequal rights? Go talk to them.
Yeah. You know what the minimum wage in fucking China is? $1.
Yeah.
$1. $1 fucking dollar.
You want to talk about unequal rights? Go move somewhere else. Because yeah, we don't have unequal rights. If you want to talk about unequal rights, like become an immigrant and work in these slaughterhouses.
If you're so fucking bitchy all the time, I'm sorry, Karen. I don't know. Move to fucking Iraq. Go to Argentina. Where your fucking water is poisoned and shit.
Go to Africa where you don't have clean drinking water.
Go to Africa where you can't even take a shower.
People complain about how their life is not perfect. You have food on your table. You have clean water. You want to talk about
You have opportunities to make it better if you don't like it.
You want to talk about not having a happy life? Go live in Africa. Yeah. Go see what they have. They have...
Fuck nothing.
Kids in Africa don't know what their next meal is going to be.
Yeah.
And you can't go one day without food. Or one day without complaining.
Yeah,
you can't go a couple hours without complaining.
Yeah. Fucking Chad cheated on me.
I'm not saying that I don't complain. I complain all the time.
Yeah, me too. But we own it when we complain.
We own it when we complain. We know we have privileged life.
There's going to be people on the fucking podcast. Oh, hashtag white power, hashtag first world problems. I don't give a fuck.
You want to talk about problems? Talk about third world problems. People who are struggling for water and food.
Yeah.
It's just, like, people who live in NDCs, more developed countries, people who live in first world countries don't realize how privileged they are. And they just throw food away and throw everything away.
Yeah. Okay, and with that, I think we're going to end it.
Jeez, this is a long thing.
Good,
almost 50 minutes.
Good discussion.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.